Once again, your song of the day from 1963, Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I feel kind of bad.
Why?
Because this is Jake's song. And
you're bobbing your head.
I like it.
I saw you bobbing your head.
This is not your problem. It's mine. I've heard it so many times that I almost don't hear it. You know, it's like that.
It's kind of there.
It's one of those songs. Yeah. I've heard it so many times, it's like it's not on anymore. So I'm not going to give it a high grade. It's not your fault, though.
Were you bobbing your head, though? I saw that.
I was.
You and Bill were bobbing your head.
I bobbed my head.
It's a timeless classic. I just happen to be 58, and I've heard it a million times.
A million.
I can see why you would like it. Because you haven't heard it a million times. But I, for creativity, I just can't. There's not much creativity. The song's fine. I'll give it a 3.776.
That's a little shocking. That's a little shocking to me. First of all, it's a classic of Animal House. It's okay, a classic song in Animal House. Yeah. So that right away makes it a 6 before you go anywhere.
Okay.
And it's not Animal House.
Yeah, it's a classic of that. It's got a little bit of... I kind of feel the vibe. You know, mm-hmm. We used to be able to get invited. There used to be great parties at the Zate House.
The what?
The Zate House. It was a fraternity.
At Wesleyan?
And the fraternity was almost all football players. I was not... We had our own fraternity. We were in the Stella House. That was my fraternity that I was in.
You're in a fraternal organization.
Yes. Well, it was just like this. We made it up ourselves. We're the Stella House. But anyway, we were always invited to any functions at the... Zate House. This would be a song that would have been playing in the basement when you went downstairs. It would have been, so it brings back a lot of fond memories.
Fond memories.
And then it's from an Animal House. It's kind of a toga based song, is what a toga party
toga.
Song.
Toga.
Yeah,
toga.
So it, now, it falls right into that. So because of that, the song's not epic, but I'm going to give it a 7.2.
Okay.
The memories.
Good. That's good.
Really good memories. Really good memories. Thank you. Bella's here.
She didn't hear the song, though. Ben, we got to guess Ben's score. Ben was bobbing his head.
I'm saying Ben's going to like it. 7.6.
Whoa. Yeah. He's in a 4. Yeah.
Go 5.2.
4s. 4s.
Come on, Ben.
2.2. What was that? Says young Ben. He duped
Ben,
me.
Ben, that is not a 2.2. That's a little harsh, Ben. That's Louie. Yeah, no. You're wrong on that
Jake, I will say this. I hear songs all the time on the radio, and in the back of my mind, I'm like, God, I wish he'd play that one.
But you text him to me sometime.
Well, I don't. But that
one,
that
no, you can't do that.
I'll keep him on the docket. No, I won't play him right away.
Okay,
I'll just keep him for later.
Okay,
I assess it and see if I want to play.
Okay,
usually the assessor.
Usually you give me good advice or good thoughts.
He's the assessor.
Yeah,
that was fine.
Again, and Rick Heyman texting 1.9 from Rick. Heyman gave it a 1.9 on our personal text line.
A little snooty.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of firing one back across the bow there, Rick. Yeah,
yeah. Rick. Some ratings here before we get to
ratings.
Bill's
yes.
John in Southeast Lincoln, 7.5. Bill and Bennett, 8.5. Chubby Rhino, 5.97.
Okay.
Rod in South Lincoln says a 9. Mm. Mr. Sparky says 8.7.
Whoa.
Mike and Dalton, a 9.
These are high scores.
In your grill, Rick.
8.
Sip.
Yeah.
These are high scores.
8.5. Ryan in Delaware, 8.5. Pat in Waverly.
Are you only reading the high ones?
3.3. 3.3
LB.
No. Kyle and Hooper says Toga, 9.3.
Thank you.
Jake and Hickman, 2.1. Bringing it down. Chase B, 5.
Anything from St. Potato?
Haven't seen that one yet. Scott and Bancroft, 6.8. Scooter and Roka says that's a walk-up song, 9.1.
It's got a little bit. Scooter's not wrong. I'm a little bit with. I understand what Sip's saying, or sometimes it's kind of
tired. Bill, this song is tired. It's tired.
Sanderson says overplayed and overrated, 4.4.
Yeah. That's where I come down.
Jimmy in Alliance, first time texture, 8.1.
Wait a second.
Jimmy.
Alliance. The first
time welcome, Jimmy.
From Alliance. Welcome.
God, we need first timers.
Yes.
It's big.
We want to grow.
Jimmy.
Garbage Man gives us a 0.937.
He's probably heard it a zillion times.
Yeah. Probably has. And Earthquake Glue says, I'm with Sip on this low score. Heard it too many times.
I got to start tech. Okay, well, now I have free reign. I don't want to take advantage of
that. Well, don't abuse it. A couple times. A couple songs here and there, I will put them on the docket, surprise you when they're played, and expect a high score from you when they do.
Okay.
Yes.
How about that? All right, that's your song of the day. It's time for Bill's Thrills here on a Monday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 40.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair. With Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
To 730-7387 for a free consultation for all your financial needs. It is a Football Facts Monday, Bill. What is on the docket today?
Well, I appreciate the chance to get a chance to visit about a couple things.
Okay.
And this hit me last night, and Steve, it'll be interesting to hear his version of this. I'm going to talk about the national anthem.
Okay.
The national anthem. So okay. Anytime it's on the Olympics, I turn it up. Okay. And so last night it was, I believe it was the women's swim team, the medley relay, I believe they won it. And so anytime that when they play the national anthem, I turn it up and I'm just mesmerized by the national anthem. Like couple of the girls sang it all, some joined in halfway, but it's just extremely emotional. I've also turned up other national anthems for other countries. I'm watching, see the people in the back. I go, and then you think, how incredible would it be? Wasn't it who won golf for us?
Scotty Scheffler.
Scheffler broke down, complete meltdown.
He was very patriotic.
Yeah, very patriotic. So it's
wonderful.
It's really cool. So it got me thinking about this. Got me thinking about football and the national anthem in football and how cool that is. I remember, so a couple times, first of all, the team generally is not out for the national anthem. They're not on the field for that. So as a coach, you would, a lot of times you would depart early. sometimes you would miss it, but I always wanted to get out for the national anthem because I thought that was one of the coolest things ever on whatever field I was at, especially on the road, to be a part of it. But I wanted to bring this up to get Sip's take on this. Was I spent a lot of my career in the press box, and the national anthem is sacred in the press box. Whenever the national anthem starts, everyone's in the press box. There's usually about literally 8 or 9 people in the press box. The front row is 4 coaches, maybe one extra person in the front. There's people in behind them. But when the national anthem starts, for my entire career in the press box, everyone's up, not a word said, and there's just a level of respect that goes on forever. So I wanted to hear Sip's take what it's like in the press box when you're covering it as a game. Because from coach's standpoint, it was as sacred of a time. Mm-hmm. It's dead quiet. No one says a word. When you get done, there's a few fist bumps. You get on your headsets. Mm-hmm. You check that everybody can hear you. But it was just the national anthem caught me because I love it in the Olympics. And I got to thinking about football, how much I love it in football and seeing it on the field. But to me, in the press box, it was even cooler to be in the press box.
Now that you mention it, I'd never really thought about it, but you have for a Nebraska football game, you have a ton of people in that press box. I mean, it's packed. Mm-hmm. And that's about the only thing that quiets it down.
Stops everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's about the only thing that stops everything. During the game, it's supposed to be kind of quietish, but it's usually not that quiet. But yeah, you're right. When the national anthem occurs, it is quiet. God, that is interesting now that you think about it.
I remember being parts of different ones. The one at the national championship game that I was part of at LSU was incredible because Trump and his wife came out prior to the national anthem.
His wife's name, Jake? That,
Melania.
Melania.
They came
the
out,
lovely
they
Melania.
Came, they came out prior to, then they did the national anthem. And just being in the press box for that was really, really cool because I got to see it from up top.
I'm sorry.
It was in New Orleans. It was in the Superdome.
Yeah.
And so, but just like I said, and there has never been a time. There's been a time that someone might be writing something or doing something, give them like a nudge, like, hey, national anthem.
100.
Boom. And you pop up. Yep. It is just, you immediately stop everything you're doing. And there is no like, snickers or laughing about something. It is like laser focus. And I'm sure that's the same way, like I said, in the press box. So I just wanted to hit on the national anthem. It just hit me last night because I love the Olympics. I love how it's done. I turn the music every time up. I crank it up and they start playing the national anthem. I crank it up to watch it. Then I get to thinking about football and it's just so cool. Different football. It's at the start, mm-hmm. national anthem in the Olympics at the end, mm-hmm. For the winners only. And I also thought about one more thing. Just watching that 100-meter race of Jamaica
that
being
was pretty epic.
They even called Jamaica as the winner.
They did.
And they called Jamaica as the winner. And obviously the United States won. But it was just, to be that close to having your national anthem played and not getting it would be, and then on the other part of it, to have your national anthem played, I think it's really, really cool. But the football part of it is amazing.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You're on a heater because the chain gang thing on Friday is beautiful, too. The chain gang.
Sam Cooke.
We had the song.
That song.
We had the song.
The chain gang.
I sent the song to you guys.
The chain gang may be going away, in football. But yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
That was beautiful. That was Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. National anthem, the topic today. Yeah. Bill, always call or text those guys, 402-730-7387. When we come back, top of the hour, I want to talk about quarterback run in this offense for Nebraska this year. Is it going to be a thing or not?
Hmm.
Discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.